Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Arizona's listening Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. The sun, the amount of power it delivers to the surface of the earth every single minute is almost unfathomable. How do we harness that power? We've begun harnessing it in the last few decades through the solar industry. We've got a specialist on that topic in studio with us this morning, owner of Harmon Electric and Solar, Mr. Dan King. Dan, your solar industry, again, is in the headlines.
We always are.
You always are. I think the headlines your industry attracts, I think, lends an air of confusion to your industry. Everyone is always guessing what's up now with solar.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's a utility, and utilities are confusing, generally speaking, right?
They're complicated. That's
very complicated.
Sure. You're exactly right. So y'all have another yet. I mean, we've run through how many pending deadlines of grandfathered in what arrangements for prior consumers and buyers and early implementers of the industry, and yet another deadline's coming.
I don't think we would know what to do if there wasn't something happening in the near future. Yes, the Corporation Commission, I believe around the middle of December of last year, voted to do away with net metering. And that will happen in APS territory once they go through and hear the rate case that is in front of the commission. The net metering end will happen once that's voted on.
Net metering is a measurement of how much power you're consuming and recontributing back to the grid.
I would say the easiest way to describe net metering is whenever you generate an extra kilowatt hour of energy that you don't consume in your home and it gets pushed back out to the grid. The utility company keeps track of those, and they allow you under net metering to trade that banked kilowatt hour for a kilowatt hour later on. So a solar customer could generate a kilowatt hour in January and use it in August through that process.
Okay, and that's all accounted for in the utility bill that comes to your house every month.
Yeah, it keeps a tally of the credits that you have and draws on them every bill cycle if you use more than what you actually produce from solar.
Net metering is stopping.
It will be, yes.
Okay. What are they going to replace it with?
There is a different tariff that they're going to use. It's called, I guess the easiest way to say it is it's going to be an export rate. So they'll keep track still of the exported energy. And instead of banking those hours to use later on, they're going to compensate you during each bill cycle at a predetermined value for every extra kilowatt hour. So you'll receive a bill credit instead of a credit of kilowatt hours to use later on.
Okay. And for the what does that mean for the consumer?
You know, it's still, we don't 100% sure because it hasn't been implemented yet. So it really is going to depend on the value of those exported kilowatt hours, because under net metering, you're generating in a time of use plan, you're generating on-peak and off-peak energy. And obviously the on-peak energy value is far greater than an off-peak kilowatt hour. So those are worth, you know, 18 to 22 cents or maybe even
baby.
More.
Yeah.
So the value that's in the agreement that's out there right now is 12.9 cents, which actually is pretty attractive. We're just not quite sure how that's going to model just yet. It's still relatively new.
Okay. So we're going into a little bit of an unknown. Is the date hard?
The date that was put out by APS was July 1st.
Of
this year.
In a month.
Less than a month. So what that means is that was the date that was put out that they had felt like the decision was going to be made on the APS rate case that's in front of the commission. That could still happen. I mean, I did check, I believe, earlier last week, the ACC's, the Corporation Commission's schedule. There's nothing on their current two-week look ahead that shows a meeting to discuss the rate case. So
Hasn't made the docket yet. So, interesting.
Yeah.
So the date could get pushed back.
Yes, it could.
Okay.
What we do know for a fact, though, is that it will be heard probably sometime this summer, if not by July 1st. And that's it's already been decided that net metering is going away. It's just that date may fluctuate a little bit.
Okay. So if someone is contemplating getting a solar assessment for their property, does this deadline push them in any way? Does it incent them to get in now?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the the biggest thing about it is you get grandfathered. You're grandfathered with the net metering rules for 20 years. So that's a big deal. So you're locked in. It stays with the house. So you have the value there if you go to sell your house that your home is grandfathered with the net metering, which is a nice incentive. The new paradigm, I guess, of what the rate's going to look like when that happens, that's only giving you certainty for 10 years. So the ruling says once we get to that point and net metering is gone and we go to the new rate schedule, once you get locked in, it's only locked in for 10 years at that rate.
Okay.
And then at the end of 10 years or in year 11, nobody knows what that rate would be, but I could pretty much guarantee you it would be less than what you started with.
Interesting. It'll re-eval in 10 years.
Yeah.
Today. Now, so what do you have to do to take advantage of this? You can't come to my house, give me a solar assessment, and have a system mounted on my roof by July 1st.
No, the grandfather, to get grandfathered, there are some documents that you have to sign, which, again, you can sign those and upload those. That's pretty quick. And then there's a couple of documents that we have to do from an electrical perspective that we have to provide APS. Once you get those in, then your clock starts ticking.
Got it.
And you have 6 months from the point that you turn in a completed reservation application to get the system approved or passed, green tagged by whatever jurisdiction you live in. So there's a 6 month clock.
After the paperwork is filed, that needs to get filed by July 1st to protect your grandfathered rate of 20 years.
Yep, exactly.
Is it moving people? Is it incenting people?
I think.
Are y'all busy?
I think APS had told me when I was talking with one of their guys that last month they had taken in like 2,500 applications.
Really?
In a month, which is pretty crazy. It's probably two or three times the normal volume I would think that they experience. Maybe 800 to 1,000 would be a normal month.
So this is a good time. If you've contemplated solar in the past and not done anything, this is a good time to get an assessment.
Absolutely. If you've ever thought about it, absolutely. Because this incentive, once that deadline happens, it won't be available ever again.
Yeah, and so how would they get a hold of the folks at Harmon Solar?
Well, we don't have anybody working the phones this weekend, okay. So the easiest way would be to hit our website.
Okay.
Pretty easy to remember, harmonsolar.com. There's links on there to give us, you know, just some basic information, and then one of our solar consultants will reach out to you and schedule a time to come out and sit down with you.
And what does that sit down look like, Dan?
Well, over the phone, initially, what we do is they gather just address so that we can pull up an aerial picture of the home. We want to get, you know, ideally 12 months worth of utility bills. And then what we do is we take the utility bill information, we look at the home, we identify how much real estate there is up on the roof that's suitable for solar, and we kind of put the two together and come up with a recommendation.
Yeah, the last hour we planted a whole bunch of shade trees around houses.
Ooh, we don't want that. No, we don't want that.
Romy and John Jay were real busy planting shade trees everywhere.
Yeah.
But you do have to do a shade assessment.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all part of the site audit that we do. I mean, we can do some of that with the aerial. You know, the technology these days is pretty and with the industry continuing to evolve, it's getting even more and more where there will probably be, who knows, we may have a drone that we can fly over somebody's house to do that at some point.
Probably. I hope not, but probably. It's a little bit too intrusive for my liking right now. It's incredible what you can pull up on a piece of property.
Yeah.
I can pull up what permits have been pulled in the past. I have a homeowner right now that has a carport. They want converted to a garage. And I was able to determine, well, you didn't pull a permit for the carport. It violates the setbacks that the city, I can't go get a permit for that. You're going to have to tear the carport down, and I can't do it to the garage. You'd just be better not having me come out to the property.
Rosie, I can't tell you how many times we run across that, too, where we go to pull our permit or do something, and it's like they know. They always know. And it's like, many a homeowner has unfortunately wished they probably hadn't engaged us because maybe a previous owner did something and they weren't even aware of it. But we've had to deal with a lot of cleaning up stuff to even get solar permits approved.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more when we get back about exactly what that first sit-down assessment tells, what questions get answered for the homeowner at that meeting. You're taking a year of utility records, and by that you're just trying to establish how they live in the house.
Yeah, you're looking at mostly the number of kilowatt hours on peak, off peak, when they're using the energy, and the value of that energy, so that we can give somebody an idea of how much they could potentially save. You know, and every home is different because not every roof is the same. They're not all facing the same direction. So it's a custom approach in every home.
And can you get to some kind of a predictable calculation at that first meeting, or do y'all need more time than that?
No, all we need is the aerial picture of the roof and the utility information, and we have the ability to give a very accurate representation in that first visit as long as we have that information.
Do most homeowners have 12 months of bills collected, or do you just get access to their account online?
A lot of customers give us access. Yeah. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for us is homes that have recently sold, or a homeowner, you know, that doesn't have 12 months.
That's the hardest one
because we don't get access to the information because the utility company only gives the current owner information. You don't get previous, and two people don't use energy the same way, so you're not sure how good that information really is.
Dan King of Harmon Solar here to answer your questions on residential solar power.